This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the right. American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. But don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, it just takes lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air. You know, just being involved, being engaged. You know, you head up to the website, you know what to do, most of you. Right? There's a place to share your email address. We set out one email a week, and even sometimes I forget to do that. The email gives you an idea of, you know, what's coming up, stories we're going to be talking about, people we might have on. It's just a way for you to stay connected to the show. And then the other thing is, there's a donate button there. There's a reason for the donate button. All right? I mean, seriously, if you've been watching the news, you see what's happening to Tucker Carlson and others, it's easy for them to do that to us because we're a lot smaller. The sponsors are afraid to come on and get behind conservative shows because they don't want to take the garbage that's going on. I've seen it happen in my own community. Somebody gets accused of something that's running a small business locally, and they pile on. You can't let that happen. When you see local businesses being attacked by the loons on the left, you need to jump up, get on, and support. Seriously, I mean, we don't do that for each other. We really don't. We're lousy at that. You need to get up and you need to support those people. If they're pulling, vendors from that particular company, then you go out and help them find new vendors. Help them find people that have a spine, that really want to fight. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So, in the last conversation I had with Jeff in the last hour, one of the things that came up was, what's a real American, right? I mean, we have all kinds. You've heard it called a melting pot. You've heard all this other stuff. That's great. That's wonderful. Do you love America? Do you, most people on the left will simply say, well, I was born here. That makes me an American. Now I can say, do, and think whatever I want to. Well, you're right. You can. For the most part, you can. The First and Second Amendment were to make sure that you could make fun of the government, that you could talk ill of the government, ill of the president. So you had a freedom of speech. You can't call for somebody's demise. You can't call for their death. Just like you can't yell, as you've heard, you can't yell fire in a theater. You can't do those things. So what is a real American? And I started to think about this. And because we're so inclusive already, we don't need a whole bunch of laws to do it. We are. We allow anybody. We don't care what country. As long as you come here legally, we don't care what country you come from. We've even got to the point where you can come here from another country, become an American, and spew your socialist, communist manifesto, whatever you have, viewpoints. You can try to make them happen. Well, what does that mean? I mean, it simply means that you have the freedom to spew those things. But does that mean you love America? Right? And when you talk about being an American, Now, it has been explained to me by my Jewish friends at times. There's three different kinds of Jews, you know, cultural, one that was born a Jew, and a religious Jew. Now, I'm not Jewish, so I wouldn't be the best guy to explain all those, but I do understand the differences between them. Because I can flip that and push that towards Christianity. Because like everybody else, like every other religion, right, when somebody says they're a Christian, that to me means one of many things. Grandma was a Christian, so they think they are. They go to church once in a while, but they, so they think they are. They've accepted Christ as their Lord and Savior, so they are. Right? I mean, I go down a list of these things, but that doesn't make them a Christian. Any more than you being born in Israel or born of a Jewish mom, which is cultural, makes you a Jew. Do you practice what you live? You can't run around calling yourself a Christian. I can only, again, I'm, some of you who are not religious, I'm just trying to give a good example to work by. And I had this argument with another pundit who claimed to be a Christian but didn't believe the Bible. He didn't believe the stories in the Bible. He said he felt himself a Christian because he believed in the, in some of the teachings of Christ. That doesn't make you a Christian. You don't pick and choose. When you're a Christian, true, and you're living your life out, you even adhere to the things you don't like. Why? Because it's what Christ, who you claim to follow, told you to do. So you can't be a Buddhist and follow Muhammad. You can't be a Muslim and follow Jesus. It doesn't fall in line. It makes absolutely no sense, and is proof positive that you're smoking too much dope. So I want to apply that same thing to being an American. Just because you raised your hand and you took the pledge, and just because you were born on American soil, does that truly make you an American? Are you willing to fight for the ideals? Now, some of you think that fighting for the ideals means you'll take a bullet for the ideal. Not necessarily true. See, fighting for the ideals is like I told my kids, if you know there's a bad law, you don't just break the law. You get yourself in a position where you can fight the law. So you adhere to the law until you change it. It's really the proper way to do it. So within your host, don't go far. I got a lot more to talk about on this, but we'll go to the phones and we'll be back in a few minutes. Joe Messina, don't go far. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
He slimed me.
That's great! Actual physical contact! Can you move?
On GCN Live, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Well, let's hit the phones. Always a lot of fun to have a caller. Let's say Mike from Columbus. Mike, thanks for calling in. I appreciate your time.
Hey, Mike Swivel here, political expert, especially on racism and diversity issues.
Okay.
And, one thing I'd like to stress to people is that diversity is not a strength. It does not work. Anybody who has a background studying the science knows this. For example, do you know what the Robert Putnam study is, sir?
I'm sorry, you cut out. Do I what?
Do you know what the Robert Putnam study is?
No, I do not.
Yeah, that's a lot. Anybody who works in politics should know what that study is, because that's the largest and most famous study ever done on diversity. And it was made by Robert Putnam from Harvard, who's a liberal. He made the study to show how great diversity was, but unfortunately for him, he got the opposite results. There was 32,000 people in it. By the way, the average study has 1,200 to get a somewhat accurate number. And 32,000 people, communities that are diverse, people are less likely to donate, less likely to engage in civic activity. They hunker down like turtles, as they said in the study, because they watch a lot of TV. I mean, you know, people talk about this divide, like, oh, we're divided. And they actually think, like, this is going to go away. No, there's differences among race groups when it comes to crime levels, when it comes to average intelligence, if you study the science, when it comes to facial structure also. So this whole idea that one day we're all just going to get over this divide is total fantasy land for anybody, especially like myself, who's been studying this intensely over 6 years. For example, 73% of Latinos, according to CIS, Center for Immigration Studies, are on welfare. Did you know that?
No. Right, listen, and the reason I say no, did you say Putnam or Patterson when you were talking about the Harvard University?
PNAM.
Oh, okay. All right.
You know, anybody who works in politics should definitely know about that study. And there's many things being hidden in politics. Black crime's being hidden from the public because it's so shocking. If you study how high black crime is, they don't want the public to know. For example, blacks have about 13 times the average murder rate compared to white areas in America. Have you ever heard that number before?
I have, yeah. Actually, it's funny you're talking about this. It's funny you're talking about this, Mike. I just did a whole paper on black crime, and not willing to put it out there yet. But look at we can throw out stats, and we can throw out numbers all day long. Most people don't really even pay attention to them anymore because so many stats have been, we'll say, embellished on or changed, or depends on who's talking about what is what the number comes out to be. You got to do more than just one study, and I'm finding that's the way to reach people.
Well, these studies are coming from the FBI, and what's interesting about them is they actually line up with the witness reports, which means people are calling in saying, hey, there's a crime. It's not like just racist white people are calling in to blow up the statistics. These are coming straight from the FBI. I mean, I think what you really got to decide is where the most reliable stats are coming from, and the FBI is probably the most reliable source.
Well, I understand and I believe you. You know, the last numbers I looked up just a couple of weeks ago.
Racism has a logical basis, and I'm so tired of people saying otherwise.
Well, wait a minute.
Racism makes no sense. Are they crazy? There's big differences in crime.
What do you mean by racism, though? Tell me what's your hating one race over another because?
Basically, some races are better at certain things than others. For example, anybody who has a background in IQ testing science is well aware that the past 110 years of science on IQ testing has shown over and over and over that races have different IQ averages. Have you ever studied this, sir?
I have read it, but I don't believe it. And the reason I don't believe it depends on...
Whatever. And whatever. Okay. That's why Ashkenazi Jews get the highest IQ average in the world at 116.
Hey, Mike.
And they make the most money.
You are making the point that racism alive and well because look what you're doing. Are you telling me over the last decades?
Are you serious?
No.
Since
you're going to let me talk or do I just have to cut you off? Is that the way to do it?
Dude,
I mean, here's the deal. All right, the black community for decades in this country, decades and decades and decades, have been screwed when it comes to education. You want to go back to the Jim Crow laws when it was illegal to teach a black? See, there you go. Thank you. I finally had my first truly open white supremacist on the show. It's always nice to hear that. Here's a guy that wants to spew stats. Remember when I talked to you about when asking questions to people and what have you and how you ask the question? Well, here's the deal. When you take the black community or any kind of minority community, go back to the Jim Crow days when it was illegal to teach them how to read. It was illegal to educate a black person, okay? So that already puts them behind. Do I believe in affirmative action? No, I don't. Okay. But here, but over the last decade, they still get screwed on education. Anybody who's been listening to the show for any period of time knows that. I keep saying the same thing. When it comes to the inner city, it's about paying the administrators and paying the teachers more money, and the kids, the black and Hispanic community, don't get any better. All right? And it's just wrong. So this is not what I was going to take on in this segment. It's really funny. I'm going to get back to what it is to be a real American. But some of the stats you saw out there are right. Okay? When it comes to the black community, yeah, they make up 13% of the U.S. population, but they account for over 50% of the homicides. Thank you, Chicago and Baltimore, who add greatly to it. When it comes to, I lost my place here. Hold on. Because I had to go back and look up these stats. I wasn't ready to do this tonight. They make up 50% of the homicides, right? Almost always the crime is black-on-black crime, though. The same numbers stand for white homicide. It's almost all white-on-white crime. Right? When you look at the debacle that the Democrats have when it comes to racial math, back in 2012, well, what was his name? The guy that was president. Now, according to the CDC, 123 blacks were shot by police while committing a crime. Over 245 whites were shot. A dilemma for those race baiters. And to add fuel to the fire, blacks were responsible for the deaths of over 6,000 humans, almost all black, that year. Right? So you can take these numbers. You can take the racial profiling, the traffic stuff. I'm not going to do this tonight because I'm saving this for another night. And you can make a race case. And here's the deal. I'm Italian. Do you know how many white communities I went into? And I wasn't welcome because I wasn't their race. So a white guy, pure white guy, telling me about racism, just, you know what, look in the mirror and yell to yourself about it. Trouble Senior Host, we'll be back in a few minutes.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
They're still at it. Two members of the squad who could have gone to Israel with a bipartisan congressional delegation but did not continue to speak out against President Trump and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. USA Radio's Tim Berg with the report.
Democratic Congresswoman Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib are addressing the travel restrictions to Israel and Palestinian territories. Michigan Congresswoman Tlaib says Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is taking advice from the president.
It is unfortunate Prime Minister Netanyahu has apparently taken a page out of Trump's book, in even just direction from Trump.
Tlaib did not offer any evidence to her claims.
On Wall Street, the market gaining ground, the Dow up almost 250 points to close at 26,135. The NASDAQ up 107 points. The S&P 500 up 35 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Why, I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet.
Back. Now listen to Real Side on GCN Live. You're you would have to listen to the last segment if you to get this joke, but you're half black, half white, or somewhat black, somewhat white host. You know, my family's half Sicilian, half Italian. Sicily was basically owned by Ethiopia, right? If you're a Sicilian, chances are really good that you have, quote-unquote, black blood in you, right? And I love these people. So what happens when you're doing these racial profiling things, right? What happens if your family's half black, half white? Does the IQ fall somewhere, IQ points fall somewhere in the middle of that? Whose DNA takes over? Is the black DNA or the white DNA? Is there a difference in DNA? Because, I mean, last I checked scientifically, I mean, the skin color only had to do with melatonin. Nothing else. I mean, it's not like your DNA doesn't pop out and go, you will be black. You know, whatever. I mean, I realize it has something to do with your parents. But all this stuff that people want to make it what it is. And just to finish my thought from the last segment. You know, if you educate people the same, if you make it so that everybody has a fair chance at education, look at some of the great, go look at the at black history on the inventions. If white people had such a leg up when it came to IQ, why didn't they come up with some of these life-saving inventions? I don't have time to go over them all. Right? I mean, there are so many things that the black community has contributed to society. I don't know. But not the conversation today. Not where I was going. I was talking about what is it to be a real American? What does that really mean? Now, the quote-unquote purists would just say simply, you were born here, or you came here, you took the oath, and now you're an American. I am not buying it. There are people who come here for all kinds of reasons. There are people, you know, recently listened to somebody on the culture of China. And truly what they believe. And they love their country so much. They believe in their country so much that they will come here. They will get in line with the culture. They will have kids here, so they're American citizens as well. They work in our colleges. Now, again, this is not all Chinese, all right? But they'll work in our colleges. They work in our halls of education. And everything is for the motherland. They sacrifice being here, getting information from us to send back home because they're willing to sacrifice for the motherland. I'm not saying that that's what I want you to do as Americans. And being an American means you have a lot of freedoms, right? You can put down the government. You can put down the president. You can put down the legislators. You can talk about what a terrible health care system we have. You can talk about what a terrible education system we have and not get drug out in the parking lot and be shot. Those are the freedoms that are afforded you. But if you came here, if you're here to fundamentally change this country into a communist or socialist kind of country, which is not what our founding fathers had in mind when they created this country, it's not what we were meant to be. But you hate that freedom. Remember, the biggest part of what they hate about us in some of the Middle East worlds is our freedoms. They hate it. They want us to be as miserable as some of them are. Look at what we afford our people, what we allow them to do. So when you have a Tlaib, when you have an Omar, whose families were afforded coming here to get away from the persecution that was going on in their countries, Omar would be dead today in her country if she spoke about the leader, the country she came from. So I know some of you are going to write me going, this is her country now. Yeah, whatever. Okay, the country she came from. If she used the same terminologies towards their leaders and their country. That's it's a fact. It's not a guess. So when you're here, when you decide America is the place you want to be, when you decide, for those who decide, those who adopt this country, when you decide this is where you want to be, that means that you fight for the rights of all. You protect everyone. You hold this country in high esteem. Have we made mistakes? Do we do things wrong? Of course we do. Everybody, every country does. We are the most giving and generous country on the planet. Those two and others have an agenda. Everything they talk about is about how bad Israel is, how bad the Jews are, how bad the Christians are. And when I say that, just think about what they say that's bad about America. They want to turn this in to a, now they've never said it, but think about what they're saying, to a Sharia law-ish kind of country. They want to dictate what's right, what's wrong, what speech is right, what speech is wrong. Who gets to be put in jail and who doesn't? It doesn't sound like due process to me. So how do you say you're an American, you love America, but you don't stand or appreciate or fight for any of its principles? I'm just going back to the simple stuff. You cannot call yourself a Christian, a follower of Jesus Christ, and push the principles of Muhammad. There's something wrong with your head. You can't call yourself a Muslim and push the principles of Christ. It doesn't work. I mean, we could do this all night long. So you either line up with the country. When you're an American, if you're proud to be an American, look at, if you're not proud to be American, for what reason? You don't like the way it treats certain groups, certain people? Then get involved and get engaged and change it. Don't you find it so interesting? I'll put it that way. Where are the Dems speaking out on Antifa? They are beating up on old people. They're gang beating up on people wearing MAGA hats. What about the freedom of speech, freedom of expression, Well, the left has only afforded that. That's not afforded to the right. You actually had Democrat senators, Democrats saying that Antifa was a peaceful organization. Maybe we should raise up a peaceful organization that uses bricks and hammers and those kind of things to beat on others. You think they would call it peaceful if we were doing that? Come on, think it through. So here's what I submit, and I know a lot of people are going to be mad at me. You're not an American just because you say you are. You may be a U.S. citizen on paper, but are you really? Is this really where your heart's at? And just because you want to change something because you think it'd make America better, listen to that, better, doesn't mean it does. Doesn't mean it will. If you think socialism will make America better, move to a socialist country. We don't want to be socialist. It will not make America better. If you think being a communist or pseudo-communist country will make us better, it won't. The American way of life, America, is not for you. I hear people that go to Italy or France or Greece, and they talk about how much they love it there. And most of them that I know will say, yeah, but you know what? There's no place like America. I'm glad I'm an American citizen. So no, you're not an American citizen. You're not an American if you were just born on this soil or you came here and took the oath. Are you living the American lifestyle? Are you embracing the principles you came here for? We fight against injustice. Colin Kaepernick is a joke. I mean, the hypocrisy behind people on that far left, fighting oppression while making $16 million a year, is he serious? You want to make a difference? Why don't you work on the education for the kids in the inner city? Don't buy the lies of the left. Help educate kids coming out of black communities where they get screwed the worst in most cases. I mean, again, think this through. We come back, we'll talk a little bit on what a racist Donald Trump is. Oh my God, you won't believe this. We'll be back in a few minutes. You'll listen to The Real Side.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story, but freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100, or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. I really want to thank you for tuning in tonight. Look, head over to the website, realside.com. And not only can you watch live, listen live, take a bump, but there's a lot you can do up there. Help out the show, help out me, help out the message, if you would. There's a donate button there, you know, 5, 10, 15 bucks. Always great, always good to be involved, and it does help out the show very much. And then, you know, to put on this kind of show, to make it sound like you're not coming out of a bathroom somewhere, you know, not putting down my podcast friends or some of the other commentators, but some of them sound like they're hiding in the bathtub someplace. And not the kind of show I want to put out, not the kind of thing I want to give you guys. So, you know, equipment needs to be replaced and updated and all that. Yes, we have some sponsors, but, you know, it's always nice to know that the listeners are involved and engaged in a lot of different ways, all right? And then you can head up there and buy the coffee mug, the book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. It was funny. I was looking through it the other day, and a lot of the chapters apply to today. Nothing has changed for the Dems, not since 2016 or before. I wrote the book over a period of years coming into 2016. And a lot of those chapters, again, hold true today. Absolutely. I mean, absolutes, absolutely not, is the first chapter. The left doesn't want you to have any absolutes. Because then you have right and wrong. You can't have that. And then why do they have to cheat to win? If their product is so great, if they got the right answer and everything's good, why cheat? Anyhow, so buy the book. I got shirts up there. A recent shirt that I put together, I don't have one on tonight. There was one, oh, there's one behind me in the room. I'll show it to you later. But it basically, it says, Russia made me do it. Since everybody else is on that bandwagon, why don't we get on that bandwagon? Russia made us do it. That simple. So, Trump is a racist. Trump is a racist. Trump is a racist. Trump is a racist, right? That way their Facebook will keep me on longer if I say that. But here's the deal. Here's the stuff I don't get. Everything they call him, some of the people that they're running for president have done worse. But let's keep it on Trump. Let's not do a what if and a what about or whatever the heck they call it. But Trump is a racist, and he's so racist that, you know, you can go down a long list of things that he's done as a racist, right? But I'd say, I got to kind of take it from the other side and question a few things. Why would a racist care about what happened in Baltimore? If the black people are killing themselves in Baltimore, if they're burning down their own homes, burning down their own businesses, I don't know, breaking into their own cars or what have you, who cares? They're black folks. They're in Baltimore. Racists would say, the heck with them. Let them deal with themselves. Would a racist care about the condition in Baltimore? Again, black folks bringing each other down, killing each other, burning each other out of their homes, drugging each other up. Have a nice time. That's one way to get rid of you. We'll let you kill yourself. Right? Why bring attention to it? Why would a racist care about black poverty in Baltimore? Right? I mean, heck, they're only black folks. Racist doesn't like black folks, right? At least that's what we're told. Just let them burn themselves out. Why would a racist want to turn around the black community? Why would he want them to do better? Why would a racist give a rip about underperforming schools? What kind of sense does that make? Why would a racist push for prison reform? One that racist openly admits that it disproportionately puts black people in jail. Racist wouldn't care. Wouldn't that be like the goal? Get them off the street? Allow them to kill each other? Allow them to live in poverty? Who cares? They're only black folks. Why would a racist propose enterprise zones to help black and other minorities in the inner city grow their businesses or start their own business? Why would a racist do all that? See, I thought racism is when one race doesn't care about the other or one race sees itself as better than the other. So, you know, help me understand. Because I'm kind of confused here. Apparently, he doesn't understand the word racism, neither do I. Right? And if racism is about putting down the black community or communities like it, then Bill Clinton had to be a major racist, didn't he? Because the bill he signed, the Crime Act that he signed, actually put more blacks in jail than ever before. Maybe that made him happy. I don't know. Then he signed that Welfare Reform Act, and a boatload of people in the black community had to come off of welfare. Must have hated them. Didn't want them to eat. Didn't want them to have any money or anything. It's just amazing to me. All these things I could go through. that the left doesn't even want to look up. They don't want to acknowledge. They don't even want to talk about. So for racists, as I always say about Donald Trump, he's thoroughly confused as to what it means. He's thoroughly confused as to what he should be doing. He doesn't know what to do. I wouldn't either with the way they call things out. I wouldn't know. I wouldn't have a clue as to what they're looking for me to do on the left. Somebody sent me, you know, whoever sent me that link for the accomplishments of the black community. I got to read through them first because I don't know where this came from, if it's true. But I'll tell you what, based on what I see here, a lot of great inventions by the black community. So to that caller earlier, if whites were so much smarter, why they didn't come up with this stuff? You know, I just find it interesting. And the Democrats, why they keep pushing the negativity towards Trump. You know, even as of late, when they called him out and saying that he never called out the bad actions of conservatives. Right? He's been branded as a white supremacist because he's never condemned white supremacy or even, you know, fought back against it or pushed back against it. I find this just so ludicrous. They have what's called selective recall. Right? I mean, anybody with me on this? If they like it, if they think it's right, if they think it doesn't push the narrative, they're not going to do it. Are you crazy? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I was going to play a clip for you, but it doesn't look like it wants to. Maybe that's it. Is that it? Oh, God. Don't you love live radio? That's how it works. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Here's the other thing. When you talk about racism in this country, they always want to blame it, you know, Trump. Under Trump, it's worse, it's worse. Well, actually, it isn't worse. Obama left us more racially divided than ever before. Now, some will say it's because he called out racism. He got it to come out from under the rocks. It's not true. No, what he did was he made it worse. Right? I mean, the black community was excited. They were excited they got a black president. That's great. That's wonderful. I understand the history behind that. But you never had such a divide between black and white, or, you know, black Americans and white Americans until he got in office. And it consistently got worse. Right? I mean, you look at that and you look at what's happened. You look at look at the police departments alone. It was almost like he gave them a license. He gave people a license to go out and beat on and kill cops. As he brought out to how bad it was, making it a lot worse than it was, he made discrimination a bigger problem. It almost gave a license to those who felt like they were discriminated against to take violent action against those they believed to be discriminating against them. But a recent report, says the U.S. is now less racist under Donald Trump than it was under Barack Obama. How can that be? Donald is white. Barack was black. Shouldn't he have been able to pull everybody together? Some of you say, well, no, because the white folks were so mad there was a black president. No. Most of the white folks that I know weren't mad there was a black president. They were mad that there was an incompetent president sitting in the White House. That's what they were mad about. Joe Messina, your host. Thanks for hanging in with me. Always appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. Head up to the website. I want your email address, or I want you to sign up for our texting. Look, God bless. Have a great rest of the day. You've been listening to The Real Side.